dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm your host, Debbie Dashinger. And Dare to Dream was created for all of you, for me, to inspire us to turn our dreams into our reality. A little later on, Daniel Packard is here, and if you're ready to learn about love in a whole new way and relationships, and you, by the way, regarding love, this is for you. Daniel Packard infuses his passion of helping people create better love with his passion of making people laugh because, hey, he was a professional stand-up comedian for 10 or 15 years. He's been doing that a while, and Daniel has created several projects, TV, Broadway, radio, where he delivers insightful lessons about love and relationships in an entertaining and engaging way. So stay tuned to listen to him a little later on. And here we're going to be talking about keeping on. And here's what's very interesting. Knowing that today's show is going to be about love, naturally the universe has put tons in my path. My boyfriend takes a class at a temple that we belong to that is a really progressive, very progressive temple, very cool. So he's taking this class. He left all this paperwork on our coffee table, and I found it a couple of nights ago. And there are all these quotes by Rumi. I love these. Listen to this. This is Rumi. Challenge fear. Run from what's comfortable. Forget safety. Live where you fear to live. Destroy your reputation. Be notorious. And I'll read a couple more of those later on, but I felt they really pertain to this subject because love really brings that up, certainly for me. What's comfortable, safety, live where you fear to live, destroy your reputation, that's a pretty good one, and be notorious. I think we should be notorious in love and relationships. So in life in general, in your dreams, creating what it is you prefer, don't let discouragement stop you from pressing on. Abraham Lincoln, who was our 16th president of America, said, "Let no feeling of discouragement prey upon you, and in the end, you are sure to succeed." We know we need to be brave enough to follow our intuition, that inner guidance system that's pointing us someplace that may not be logical, but feels somehow right and light. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple Inc., said, "Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." When you're creating a roadmap for success, here's what I recommend. Three strategies, very easy, three strategies you can use for success to get the most out of your life. Success strategy one, find a mentor. We all came here with a particular set of gifts, and that's awesome. That's what we're here to put out in the world, and we've got our own secret recipe and ingredients that created the cake that we be out in the world. So let your cake shine. But we are really only good at certain things, and at the things we are not particularly spectacular at, nor did we come innately gifted at in this lifetime, find a mentor who can guide you there and teach you quickly how to do and acquire those pieces that you need. Success strategy two is be unique. I can't say this enough. I've put out tweets that have said, let your freak flag fly, be who you are, that's all we're waiting for. But I've realized I'd rather say, instead of freak flag, just let your unique flag fly. That's all we want. So many of us, you know, you're always looking at television, you're looking at the award shows, you're looking at all the magazines, and it's like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to look, act, be, feel, show myself, my identity, what's right, what's wrong. But at some level, really, things that are indigenous to you, that are just your normal vibration, it's going to be the next piece of heaven here on earth that we're waiting for. Trust it, be unique. Success strategy three, take action. Can't say enough about taking action. Be unique is really, you're not playing the same game as everyone else, and taking action basically means you're setting a goal for your dream, you're testing solutions, and you're getting feedback. Now, once you have an idea of what you want and prefer in life, take action towards your goal and pay attention to the feedback you receive at every step. I swear it's that simple. You can look at things like you're Sherlock or like you're a scientist conducting an experiment and just say, I did X. Was it successful? Did I get the result I wanted and preferred? Why? Why not? And then that informs you. You can make corrections for the next time and move on. Reality is, it's much better to take action and learn from mistakes than to sit on our hands and dream of all that could be. So go out there and just do it. Nike had it right. Just do it. Success really isn't about being catapulted into the stratosphere overnight. It's about taking consistent action, testing different options, and seeing the results. You implement those three things, they are life-changing. So back to Rumi and life-changing tips inspired by Rumi. Three more things Rumi said. Look inside. Rumi said, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Rumi suggested that we learn from suffering. And he said, the wound is the place where the light enters you. And last, Rumi said, do what you love. Let yourself be drawn by the stronger pull of that which you truly love. So again, remember success strategies, find a mentor, be unique, take action. Daniel Packard is a trainer of love athletes. Daniel believes that in the same way a physical athlete can train their body for Olympic-level sport, a love athlete can train their consciousness for Olympic-level love. For over 10 years, Daniel has been training love athletes to experience the triumphant joy of Olympic-level love. You can find out more about him at danielpackard.com. Daniel, it's so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited by what you said and to roomify my life, and to I'm ready to get my dream on.
Roomify your life, baby. Well, I'm looking forward to our conversation on love and the troubles that keep people from full throttle love. So let's start with what you call yourself, a trainer of love athletes. Very cool. I like your branding. So I want to start with that because I am building a new website right now, and I noticed on your website, your YouTube videos, all the things you have out in the world, your upcoming course, there is a big fist with a ring that reads love, and your coloring on your site and everything. So here you are, love athlete. I just want to talk about that. How did you get clear on your branding? What inspired that logo for love athlete and what you do?
Well, wow, what a good question. It was paying attention and listening. Somebody told me, I hired a very high-level branding coach, and at the end of, you know, a couple hours of coaching, she just basically said, you know, you're the brand. You're the brand. She said, so start with you. And I thought, okay, that I can't believe I just paid that much money for that, but you're absolutely right. And it goes back to love. We know the wisdom, which is love comes from being authentic, but then when we get scared, we forget to start with us. So I went back, and I realized that people would come to me for love coaching, and I would help them, and I would show them, and they would say, yes, that sounds great. And then they just wouldn't do it. And they would create excuses, and they would sabotage. And it became aware to me that while many people say, I want love, I want to live here, most of them are talking. Most of them aren't ready to truly put skin in the game and go after it. And somebody gave me really good feedback. They said, Daniel, if somebody really wants to get what they want and grow, you are like the perfect coach. And they said, but if somebody doesn't want to grow, they're just going to hate you. And it occurred to me that that's what was going on. These people were fighting me, and I just didn't enjoy it. And so I said, who do I really want to work with? Who do I want to work with? I want to go for the people that are really ready to hit the gym and go for it. And when I got solid in that, gave rise to this idea of the love athlete, which is somebody that goes for it, that trains, that goes to the gym that I suggest to them, that picks up the tools and lifts the weights and goes after what they want because they have to. It's in their blood. They have the determination and the will and the courage and an unwavering faith that they just can't settle. That's what a love athlete is. It's partly an attitude of, I'm allergic to average and I cannot settle even if I wanted to.
So you're like the Jillian Michaels of love. You're the CrossFit of love. You want those people who want, in their case, a great body and are willing to exercise the discipline to look phenomenal and feel phenomenal. In your case, it's people who are willing to exercise the discipline and the faith and follow the guidance you offer to create the best possible love and feel great in that love. Does that make sense?
Exactly. I think people are obviously committed to what they look like on the outside. And you see videos in books and gyms and CrossFit. I mean, being healthy on the outside is a beautiful obsession in North America and the whole world. It's beautiful. But what I want to do is create an inner health craze where people are less focused on losing weight and more focused on gaining self-love. That's what I want to do.
Huge.
That's what I'm passionate about. Yeah.
I'm passionate about your passion.
Thank you.
It's inspiring.
And part of the Love Athlete mission, people don't get it. People don't understand, and I didn't understand for the longest time, is people don't get that love is not any different than losing weight, that love is not any different than building a business. And by that I mean people build businesses, they have a business plan. And they're pretty sure if they execute their business plan, things are going to go well. They're not certain, but they're pretty sure if I do the input here, I'll get the output here. Someone that goes to the gym, if I lift these weights enough times, I'm going to build muscle. I don't have to hope. I don't have to vision board about muscle. I know for a fact if I lift these weights, I'm going to get it. But when it comes to love, people have so many confusions and fears, and they don't know what's going on. And so their approach to love is much more vague. It's a lot more hoping, wishing. There's a ton of doubt. Is it even out there? Will I even find it? There's a lot of dream catchers and, like, hoping. And there's not a tangible no. It is out there for sure. It is God's destiny for me if I'm willing to do the work. And so when people come to me, I show them very clearly, here's why it's not working mechanically. And if you do these steps, you are on a trajectory to align with your soul's destiny. And for a lot of people, that is just incredibly awakening because immediately they have hope. Because if you don't know what's holding you back, of course you're losing hope. Of course you're frustrated. Of course you're unfulfilled. But when you have that map to go, oh my goodness, if I follow these steps, I'm going to get it. It's a very empowering concept that in some ways is kind of revolutionary.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people, you're talking about the doubt and the hope or the dream catchers and some of the things that keep people from love. I also find people stick around way too long. Should we be more demanding for ourselves? What do you think are relationship deal breakers?
Well, I tend to always answer questions like that by stepping back, because sometimes people try to solve their conundrums or where they're stuck by a piece of advice or what should I do or not do. And my belief is that if you step back and you metaphorically look at your love life and your life as a garden, step back and instead of saying, okay, when should I pluck a flower? When should I feed the flower? Instead, step back and say, why is my Why is my flower not naturally blossoming? How can I nourish it? How is my whole system off such that I'm even in this situation? So the reason I say that is because people's deal breakers have to do with how much love they feel they're worthy of. And worthiness just means, how much love do I think I'm allowed to have? And a lot of people have worthiness issues, meaning they think they're only allowed 7 out of 10 love. And so your deal breakers, if you go with that approach, you'll be coming up with deal breakers based on that you only think you deserve 7 out of 10 love. But I want to show people, no. I want to align your soul so you know that you deserve 10 out of 10 love, and then have your deal breakers be from that place. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So I think I also hear you saying that your clients, love athletes, they absolutely can apply this limitlessness towards themselves in regards to love and respect and worthiness to love, but also to life. They can also apply this to life, right?
Absolutely. And that's why I think what I do is so valuable, because you're going to come and you're going to work with me and you're building this solid foundation of consciousness. And it's just like an athlete. You work this solid core, which is about loving yourself, but also any athlete is not only strong, but flexible, which is non-attachment. So any athlete that's strong and flexible is then able to express their magnificence through their body. And same thing with a love athlete. We get you strong and flexible. And then that applies to your entire life. And I, all the time, I'll speak and I'll be talking on love and relationships, and people will come up to me all the time and they'll say, wait, this applies to everything. And I say, yeah, but I just like talking about love. But people come to me all the time and they want a relationship, and next thing you know, they're being a better public speaker. Or they're coming to me to fix their marriage, and next thing you know, they're asking for a promotion. And it's because these core fears that hold us back in love hold us back in our entire lives. And so being good in love, you're really just a leader. You're a proactive leader. Most people in relationships and love are reactive. They're just avoiding fear. But a love athlete is a proactive creator of destiny. And so that is going to apply to your entire life. Because when you're more solid and flexible in your solid self, you're a better leader, you're a better manager, you're better at sales, you're a better public speaker. Because ultimately, you're becoming more and more authentic and more fearless. And that will benefit you in every area of your life.
Benefits sound great. More love is what it's really all about. And we will be back and speaking more with Daniel, the love trainer, and find out more about his background and what are the common core fears and issues that people struggle with, as well as a few other pieces about how you can become a love athlete. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Download your free Dare to Dream radio app on iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and International Bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie Dashinger, and I'm interviewing Daniel Packard, who is a love trainer. He's spoken at over 1,100 venues throughout four continents. Daniel's had his own radio show, own reality TV show, and his own one-man Broadway show. Again, it's danielpackard.com. Daniel, I want to start with the fact that you were originally a mechanical engineer at UC Berkeley. How did you end up here? What was your love journey?
Well, oftentimes when you get teachers and coaches, they've struggled with love and they overcome something and they want to share that with the world. But that's not me. Love was always easy. I never got my heart broken. Oh, wait, that's not me. Hold on. No, now that you mention it. Yep. Oh, yeah. I can feel the pain. Yeah. So I had enough just longing. I was just a permanent little boy looking in the window of the pet store, just always seeing what was right there, couldn't have it, and I had enough hurt and heartbreak. It just, it makes me laugh. I could have been sponsored by Kleenex. That's how bad it was. And I really, it wasn't just that I couldn't get what I want. Ever since I was like 13, I had this crush on this girl, Jenny Cantor, and I just remember saying, I want one of those. I want that in my life. It was so clear and it was so close, but very far. I just couldn't, it was like there was a force field around it. And, but I also had this awareness, like on paper, I should have this. I was charming. I was funny. I was height, weight, proportionate. I was good at tag. You know, I had a lot of, I was kind of stylish. I remember being the first kid ever at my school to wear pink, you know, before it was popular. So I thought on paper this should be working, but it's not. And so that is where the engineer in me kicked in. I grew up, my dad was a physicist, and so I learned about understanding things on a deeper level. And he was also a sailor, and he would buy boats and he would gut them and then rebuild them so that he really understood how they worked so that he could always fix them when we were out on the ocean. And then I got into designing bikes, where I always wanted to make things efficient and elegant design to get the most out of something with the fewest amount of parts. And what I realized is I then applied that to my love journey. I just saw how much suffering and longing and pain and fear there was. And I just thought there has to be a better way. There just has to. And eventually, after enough longing and frustration, I, you know, came to the realization that a lot of people have, which is you can't love someone till you love yourself. But then I realized no one was showing anybody how to love themselves, which seemed like a cruel trick. People were talking about it, but then nobody was doing it, and I didn't see any resources. And the resources that I did see didn't see applicable. Like Cosmo said, like, take a bubble bath. And I thought, I have a feeling that's not going to remedy this. And so just the engineer in me said, okay, I'll figure this out on my own. How does one love themselves? Where does it go? How do I build it? Just for my own little Lord of the Rings journey, I figured out the how, the mechanics of building self-love. Just like you have the mechanics of losing weight and building muscle, it was the mechanics of self-love. And so the engineer in me, just because I really wanted love, set off to figure out the how. And the mechanical engineer in me was really beautiful because I could really be a scientist and go at it and treat it like math and physics and science. And then when I figured out the how for me, because for me it was a scientific journey, I kind of had a scientific model of what this was, just like weight loss. You understand the way the body works, and then I was able to transfer it to other people. So I know it seems like a weird journey, but by the fact that I have the mind of a scientist with the heart of a lion is why I was able to help myself and then help other people.
And with all of that, it's very interesting that the influence of your dad as a physicist and someone who took apart boats influenced you, mechanical engineer at Berkeley, so you yourself have pieces of that inside of you to design bikes and then look at self-love and break it down into a science. I understand then it took you 10 years of research plus academia to find the science of self-love. What did you find that nobody else had taught you out here?
Ooh. Well, the first major piece was to really, truly see, without a shadow of a doubt, the first thing I saw was that I was looking in the wrong place. When I first was insecure around love, I was convinced that the issue was that I had pimples. I had pimples in high school, and I just made it mean I'm too ugly to be loved. And no one's going to love me because I had pimples. And a good 5 to 10 years of my life was first based in thinking if just I could clear up the pimples, or maybe I could be funnier, maybe I could be smarter, if I could just figure out the code, then somebody would love me. And most of the world has this. If only I was skinnier, if I was younger, if I was richer, if I was taller, if I had more hair. If only I was something-er, then love would show up. And then what I truly finally saw was that's not it. That's not it. It looks like it's it. It's tempting that it's it, but it just wasn't it. What it is was 100% just about my belief about myself, because I met a kid who was 18 who told me that the key was to just know that you're a 10 out of 10. And I looked at him like he was from the future. I sort of said to him, oh, you mean you fake it? Like you fake that you're confident and women are attracted to that confidence? It's like a Jedi mind trick. And he said, what do you mean fake it? And I said, well, like where did you learn you are a 10 out of 10? Like, I thought he was the one who was off. I said, where did you learn you're a 10 out of 10? And he looked at me and he said something that changed my life. He said, where did you learn that you weren't? And it was this mini pre-epiphany, a pre-epiphany, where I realized that the whole game was that somewhere along the way I had learned that I'm not a 10 out of 10. And if I could go back and heal that, fix that, that everything would change. Because I saw this kid at 18. He believed he was a 10 out of 10. He was fearless. He was open. He was authentic. And he had like the coolest, prettiest, highest value woman on campus and didn't even try. So that's the first piece, is to truly see that it's our belief about our worth and our self. It all starts with that.
100%. But most I have people... seen my whole life, Daniel, that there have been heavyset men, for instance, but they were very funny. And by the way, the fact that you're a comedian and you've been on stage for all that time, I think that is a huge plus. Most women I know who can be with a confident man who's funny, that's kind of everything. And that is so attractive. And I've been in rooms with men or women who walk in, and you might look at them in a photo and say, ah, not a 10. But their energy is a 10. There is something, they're so well self-possessed. They have this easy confidence. And you also, this is me anyway, I can sense that they also wouldn't take guff. Like they have so much respect, you wouldn't want to go over the line with them because they wouldn't allow it. That is so attractive. And the outside then melts away because that inside is beautiful. And you want to be with somebody like that. I've always seen that. And I want to ask this because I know everybody's wondering this, because you talked about healing that aspect that, like this fellow said to you, who told you you're not a 10 out of 10. So you have a couple of processes. I just want to name them. One is a flirt fest, free love in real time, very cute, flirt fest. Another one is called first level love. Is there a secret sauce there in your courses for people to learn to heal whatever aberration stops them from feeling truly lovable, truly fabulous, and to be with the best of the best out there?
Well, yes and no. There is, but I think people get into trouble because, of course, many people understand that what they believe about themselves is affecting their love life. I didn't come up with that. That's out there. People already know that. Anyone that's listening to your radio show or your podcast already gets that. But then, obviously, how many people truly live from that place? On the one hand, yes, you can see someone walk into a room and say, that person has a beautiful glow. But 5 seconds later, the person is obsessing because they wish they were 20 pounds skinnier. So there's this disconnect between our higher self knowing that it's about our inner beliefs about ourselves, but our sort of lower self hasn't caught up with that. So the issue is that when people understand this, they make the mistake of trying to just fix it, meaning, okay, I'm going to love myself. I'm going to be more confident. I'm going to be more authentic. I'm going to be more open.
And that's a mask. You can't just put it on and pretend. There has to be some kind of real healing that happens inside that actually takes that on as its truth. And do you know how to do that? Do you guide clients to be able to access the aberration and heal it?
Yeah, that's all I do. That's all I do is because people get that this is a, like, I didn't come up with this. I was just a little engineer that decided to, like, open up the hood on the car and say, all right, let's just solve this. Like, you know, and giving people equations. It's sort of like, you know that if a truck is coming at you, it's going to hurt. But it was Newton who came up with these four basic laws of physics, or maybe it was three. And from those three basic laws of physics, just that he took the time to condense it down to a language, with those basic laws of physics, you can predict the motion of planets. You can put a man on the moon with those basic laws of physics. So it's the equations that I've come at that take the massive complexities of love and make it simple. And when it's simple and you have a practice, that's when things get going. When people want to lose weight, they create a simple practice. The reason Weight Watchers is so successful is they have a simple, basic practice. And my practice is based in this, is how we feel about ourselves. Most people get started in childhood. And if you ask people, oh, why are you insecure? Why do you not like yourself? Most people who have spent any time thinking about it will say, well, some bad things happened when I was a kid, and now now I've got problems. And I used to think that, but then I realized, well, no, there's a lot of confusions and things we made up as a kid, like Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, but we've forgotten all those. There's not a single adult who still walks around believing in the Tooth Fairy, not one. And if you met them, they'd be committed. So if you're still believing beliefs from childhood, it's not because of what happened in childhood. It's because, as I discovered, we are retelling ourselves what happened in childhood every day, accidentally, subconsciously. We're retelling it and we don't know it. Nobody consciously says, I don't deserve love. I'm not enough to be loved. I'm broken. Most people don't say that. But every day I discovered our choices are based in these old wounds. And so every day when we make a choice based in those old wounds, we reinforce the old wound. So those wounds didn't really happen decades ago. You're retelling it to yourself all day, every day. So it's sort of like you're eating junk food all day and then wondering why you're overweight. So what I show people is a model so they can look at their daily behavior and go, oh my God, that choice I made at 9 a.m. was actually reinforcing these old beliefs. And so people very quickly see, oh my God, I've been eating junk food all day. No wonder I'm fat. And that's hugely empowering just to know why you're gaining weight, emotional weight. Then they have a process where they can shift from basically emotional junk food to emotional health food. And they really create an inner self-love diet with basic steps where it clears out that emotional cholesterol. And then your heart naturally wants to heal. That's the beautiful process of love. God wants you to have love. If you just do your part of clearing out the toxins, it's God in the universe who takes care of your actual healing, not you. You're just responsible for showing up with an intention to clear out the toxins and then let the natural awakening take place. And the best part of the process that I do is I don't help you. God and the universe does. You're just responsible for your end of courage and showing up, which makes it super simple so overthinkers don't overthink things. When you give overthinkers too many concepts, they use the concepts to hide. But in my model, you can't hide. You either do or you don't. You either have courage or you don't. You either show up or you don't. But if you show up daily, just like a diet, God will take care of the miracles.
I know this is true, what you're saying. Just for the listeners, I had a session with Daniel a couple of days ago and got to experience his brilliance and why he's here. And he really is amazing at this. And it's a very safe session. I appreciated that deeply because I'm in the public eye. So for me to let down, you know, to let that down and really be was phenomenal. And I am in the moment experiencing what you're saying, because by virtue of hearing your truth and your reflections back to me and your guidance, I shared with you before we started this, I'm raw. I'm in process. I am looking at this, and exactly what you just said, I am finding the universe bringing pieces to me. And what I'm really grateful for, it's not like a frying pan in the face. It's actually graceful. It's like, here's this next thing, and just be with this, and then this next thing. And I am inviting the universe to come work with me, because I think back to what Rumi said in the beginning, where there is something that's aberrant within ourselves, that is an opportunity to heal and have the light come in. And that is so true with love. I don't want to keep repeating anything that I saw and was taught or chose to believe from my childhood. And what any lingering pieces, I'm ready. I want to be complete in this life. And the work doesn't scare me. The only thing that scares me is anything that allows me to feel unworthy or disrespecting of myself or not allowing the greatest. So I just want people to know that in real time, I am experiencing what he's saying. You bring the invitation, you do the work, and the universe does show up like a 401k plan. Well, we will be
amen.
Back. This is amen, brother. Amen, love athlete. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter. I'm at my name, at Debbie Dashinger. And also, I've got an email. Write in. What is your love issues like? What is it you might want to ask Daniel? How do you like the show? Go to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. That's daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Daniel, I want to take people to the next step. Where can people go to access information about their love life or their love bugs? And how can they work with you? Let's talk about that.
Yes, the love bugs in your love software. Well, generally, to find out more about me and what I do, my philosophy, the approach, the love athlete credo, they can go to danielpackard.com. However, the blueprint, the process that's the basis for me working with everyone that gives people an inner gymnasium to become fearless and naturally open and authentic, that process is laid out in a series of videos, a series of three videos at loveathlete.com.
Loveathlete.com. Tell me a little bit about the videos.
It's a series of three videos that first illuminate sort of what's the core problem, what keeps us from love, the one thing. So much of what I do is about simplifying so we can create a practice. So the one thing, and you'll see the thing and you'll agree. The second video is sort of saying, okay, how do we solve this? Even if one is true, how do we solve this? How do we become unafraid? And what we look at is, what are we truly afraid of? What is the source of this fear? Everybody knows they're afraid, but they're not actually, what I found, actually aware of what they're afraid of. So the second video is showing you what you're actually afraid of. And again, you already know this, but it's showing it to you in crystal high def clarity such that you can't look away. There's a science and a mechanics to it. And then the third video is saying, okay, if this is what you're afraid of, what approach could we do such that this didn't rule your life anymore? And that's the blueprint of the process that I do to give people the motivation to dissolve the fear that's holding them back from what they want.
Yum. Loveathlete.com, and these are free, yes?
Yep.
All right. What a gift. What an amazing gift, because love is so important now more than ever. I want to talk about something that I am seeing a lot, and that's people who have been together for a long period of time. Let's address that. So it's easy to talk about people who are single or in, you know, shifting in and out of relationships that are short term. But for people who have been hanging out with the same person 9 years, 10 years, 15 years, longevity can be difficult, doesn't have to be, but often obviously is, because there's tons of divorce. There's a staleness. There's ways we showed up in the beginning that we don't necessarily take the time to do anymore. The romance can be gone, and you know, you're seeing your partner burp in front of you and all sorts of stuff. Or maybe there's people who don't feel heard, listened to, or appreciated any longer. But let's be honest, these fester and they're big ticket items. Let's talk about people I've heard who complain about that long-term, the long haul. How could a love athlete deal with this successfully so that doesn't necessarily happen, that long-term love is possible?
What a beautiful, beautiful question. And yeah, absolutely. People fall in love, they're attracted, it gets going, and then they get into these relationships that day by day just start to lose it. And it's not necessarily bad, the person's not bad, but day by day, they're just dying inside, and love is supposed to nourish us, and obviously that doesn't happen, and you can be trapped there for decades. And I call these zombie relationships, where you're kind of in them and you're like the walking dead, or you leave them and you're just exhausted because they've sucked the life out of you and you don't know who you are anymore. So it's a real thing. And the first thing is to see what love is. Like, what is this thing? Most people treat it like a drug. What is it? And most people don't understand the game of love. There's a game. It's God's video game. Most people are treating it as a drug habit. Most people are treating it as, this thing's either going to give me a good feeling or it's going to give me a bad feeling, and I'm going to chase the good feeling and I'm going to run from the bad feeling. They're just like a little reactive rat in a maze. That's the game most people are playing. But if you understand the whole video game, you can actually begin to play it. And here's the video game.
Yeah.
Essentially, love is your teacher. It's a classroom where you're supposed to learn what God wants you to learn. God's the principal, and he's sitting outside the classroom, and he's just watching what you're going to do. So you take two people, any good people. As you become closer, eventually your issues are going to bump up against the other person's issues. That's called gridlock. What people are feeling, the lack of fulfillment, the disconnection, that's the exhaust. That's the effect. That's the thing we don't want. But the core is gridlock. You're bumping up against each other. So you're disconnected, but also you're getting resentful and angry and scared. But it's gridlock, which means your consciousness is bumping up against their consciousness. Each person is doing their best, but your consciousness, bump, 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 bump. And all day long, those little bumps are accumulating, getting louder and louder and louder. So the video game is that God wants one of you or both of you to grow. If one of you or both of you grows, it realigns the atoms, it realigns the energy, and now you get some flow back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But God has made it. He makes us want love so much that when we hit gridlock, the love goes missing. And it's that longing, the desire to get back to connection and intimacy that motivates you to do the growth, to grow a bit so that you can get flow. And then you'll get flow for a while, then you'll get closer and closer and closer, you'll hit gridlock again, and you do the process again. But one of you or both of you has to grow. And when you truly see it as an effect of that, you stop being a victim and you start being a proactive participant in the video game. But at least you know the video game.
I heard you say something very important, and you answered my question. You said one of you or both of you has to grow, and then you flourish for a while till you hit gridlock, and the point there is about the growth. So it doesn't have to be that both people say, I'm taking this on, I'm going to really work this through. One person can do so, and you can still find a way to flourish?
Absolutely, but also, when you grow, the other person will also. Maybe not at the rate that you want them to, but think about it. If you're not aware truly of what's your responsibility, right? You, for whatever reason, you can't see it. And most of the time is we have trouble growing because we can't see our blind spots. That's why the Love Athlete curriculum is really based around blind spots. So if you don't know your end of things, but you know things aren't going well, you energetically are going to blame the other person. You can't help it. You're just going to do it.
Right.
So energetically, this is the source of every fight that's ever happened. This is why fights get started, okay? So, Debbie, you be the woman in the relationship, and I'll be the man. Well, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
You just, and I'm going to come to you with the energy that most people come to a conversation with, and you tell me what it's like to be on the other end, okay? Here I go.
Sure.
Hey, I love you, and things are going really well, but there's some problems, and we're fighting, and I've really thought about it, and I think the solution to this problem is that you just not be you. I've thought about this, and I've got my act together. I think the problem is just the person you are is creating all these problems. So I think the solution to all our problems is, could you just not be you? If you could just not be you, we'd be doing great. All right, now how do you feel on the other end of that?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, no conversation. How, if you're with me, you've got to be with me, all of me. But there's no way I can pretzel myself into pretending to be anything other than who I truly am. We're not a fit at all. And then I don't feel loved or seen, and that is not cool.
Exactly. You don't feel acknowledged, you don't feel accepted for who you are, and you're getting blamed on some level. The energy is blame. It's not an integrity. And so energetically, you shut down. Your heart is not open. You are not inspired to come towards me because I'm insulting you and telling you I don't accept you. Why would you want to step up? So the person shuts down. Then I'm on the other end going, see, they don't want it. They don't love me. And it's like, no, you're just not creating an energetic place for someone to step up. However, what if I come to you with this energy, and I come to you and I say, hey, there's some things going on, and I know we're both not getting what we want, and I can see how I'm participating in this, and I don't know if I can fix it. I don't know if I ever can, but I know that I'm responsible, and I see that. And I want to do what I can on my end as best as I can to step up and love myself and you at a higher level. Will you support me in this journey?
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely.
Right? How do you feel now?
Invited, comfortable, calm, and connected with you.
Exactly.
Caring. See, that really caring, to be honest. Caring and cared about.
Did you hear the word connected?
Yeah.
That's key. Gridlock disconnects. Because each person is sitting in their camp convinced, you know, it's not me. But just to come correct, be in integrity, automatically you're connected now. They're still the same person. They still leave the underwear out. They still do what they don't like. But that's okay because now you're a team. You're collaborators. You're loving with, not at, in just that act. Before things even get better, you've created the intimacy again. You've created that connection, which ultimately is what we want. And that's what I said. God takes the connection away such that we step up and the connection comes back. Then once you have that connection, the other person's inspired to help. You're inspired to help. But at least you've got harmony and connection in them. From that place of teamwork, you can move forward.
That is so helpful. Gosh, Daniel, the love doctor. Well, this is Dare to Dream. We're here at the end. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Oh, you're asking me?
I am asking you your next big Dare to Dream.
I think it's really to bring this work to the globe, that in my own ways I've had some doubt. Almost like, am I the only one that sees that? I kind of feel like a conspiracy theorist of like, am I the only one that gets this? But in the last 2 years, I've really seen that this world needs this teaching and that I have a unique way to bring it to the world. And when you've evolved something within you, you just want to share it with the world. And I love the feeling when someone takes these teachings and for the first time realizes there's nothing wrong with them and that God wants them to have love. The universe wants you to have love. There's just a process that you need to go through. And to see people get that and have hope and excitement and go after their love the same way an athlete goes after a gold medal. It nourishes me, and it's my purpose, and it fulfills me. So my dream is to bring this to the world and upgrade everybody's software.
And give us one ritual or practice, Daniel. What do you use daily for grounding or for the best shifts in your life?
I give myself full permission to be who I am, including the parts of me I want to work on. Sometimes people see their limitations and they judge them. They'll say, oh, I'm petty. Oh, I'm too sensitive. Oh, I take it too personally. They're aware they have to change, but then they use masculine, aggressive, mean energy, and they yell at themselves to be better. But to awaken, you want to nourish. You want to listen. You want to be the mother energy of saying, hey, I see you're in pain. Here I am. I'm listening to you, and I'm here to help. So when I see myself not being at the highest level, instead of beating myself up to be better, I back away. I sit, and I just love that part of me. It's just dark energy that needs love to come to light. So every day when I'm not the person I want to be, I just see that and listen and love it to death.
Thank you, Daniel, for inspiring us and being on Dare to Dream today.
Thank you so much for having me. And everybody out there, don't just dare to dream. You're supposed to dream, and God wants you to have those dreams. So keep going.
Keep going. Remember, go get your free videos and information so you too can figure out what's bugging your love life and how to heal it at loveathlete.com. And in the words of Daniel Packard, nourish yourself, awaken, listen, and love all of who you are. I end today's show with this quote from Dodinsky. You have to love yourself because no amount of love from others is sufficient to fill the yearning that your soul requires from you. Subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. If you're ready to become a best-selling author, go to mybestsellerbook.com. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream. The secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?